The State Department of Children and Families will partner with families, advocates, and experts to develop the plan, which will focus on ways to prevent and reduce the long-term negative impact of mental, emotional, and behavioral health issues on children. Judith Myers is president and CEO of the Child Health and Development Institute, which will work with DCF on the blueprint. She says the Newtown tragedy was a painful reminder of what happens when someone falls through the cracks of the behavioral health system.
In a more perfect world, it might have been prevented. But I think it's also important to note that when prevention, early identification, and successful treatment work, we don't hear about it, because that's the beauty of prevention.
The process will unfold in three phases. The first phase will be input from families and other stakeholders on how the child mental health system can be improved. The second phase will be a review of the draft plan, and phase three will be the implementation of the plan and any revisions that might be needed. State Senator Dante Bartolomeo says the finished product will be what she calls a braided system of services.
The braid is the services in and above and around and over and covering that family, but always coming back towards the center, whether the direct services at the time or indirect services at the time.
DCF expects the plan to be completed by October. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.